2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yes, hello Sydney, it's Radio Chaser on a Tuesday. My name is Dom Knight. On the show today, Zoe Norton Lodge interviews new ABC chair Ita Buttrose via telepathy. Charles Firth sits in on an NRL team's training session in an unsuccessful attempt to score drugs.
Yes. Well, not entirely unsuccessful.
And Andrew Hansen tries six extreme diets simultaneously and unfortunately fails to survive. Now, let's start, though, by talking about the New South Wales election, which is just as exciting as those topics.
Oh, goody. I can't wait to talk about that. I don't want to talk about it, Dom. Now, no one wants to talk about it. This is the voice of everyone, Dom. No one wants to talk about the New South Wales election.
Did you hear that sound? That was the sound of everyone turning off our show.
Well, the good thing is the two parties realise how boring they are, which is why both their campaign launches run at the same time. And Gladys Berejiklian has a unique problem in the history of politics, which is that people think she's too competent and too efficient, to the extent that she actually released a blooper reel to show what a human, fun-loving person she is. Have a listen.
Marker.
Hi, I'm Gladys Berejiklian, and I'm proud to be the Premier of New South Wales.
I didn't say action.
Stop. Oh, how likeable's that?
Oh, sorry. Firstly, that sounded totally set up. I didn't say action. That sounded more set up than some of our stuff, Dom.
That's a fair point.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if I could like her less, but here we go. I mean, I also, it's like one of those things where you go to a job interview and it's like, what are your weaknesses? Oh, well, I work too hard. It's like, who said people think she's too competent? Is that her own reflection of herself?
Because whoever did say that is pretty incompetent, I reckon.
At assessing humans.
Well, look, that is true. If you've lived in New South Wales for the past 4 years, you've probably got a pretty good idea about her problems, which is why they've now released a more up-to-date blooper reel.
An important campaign message from the New South Wales Liberals.
Do you think of Gladys Berejiklian as an efficient but soulless robot?
Yes!
Well, she's not that efficient. Just check out her hilarious blooper reel.
Marker.
We were going to have the light rail finished by 2019, but I accidentally told them 20 whenever the f*** you like. I'm such a klutz.
Berejiklian? More like Berejokerlian.
Demolish two stadiums? What? I said two stadiums.
Gladys, did you do a Gladys again?
Keep Sydney open? I thought you said keep Sydney open to huge inner-city apartment developments whose residents shut down all the nightlife around them. I'm a real silly Billy.
She's not Premier Perfect. She's endearingly shithouse.
I've even got a joke, you guys. A Liberal MP, a Nationals MP, and a Labor MP walk into a bar because they're all in cahoots with the pokies lobby.
Written and authorised by property developers. Sorry, we mean the Liberal Party. Well, they're basically the same thing.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Yeah, we're looking at bonkers billionaires.
I want to be a billionaire so bad.
Yeah, well, you might want to think twice when you look at these bonkers billionaires about whether you want to be one. Look, billionaire number one who's in the news. Now, this guy's a property guy, like a lot of billionaires. Harry Macklow is his name. He was married to some lady for many, many, many years. Then they got divorced. He shacked up with somebody else, and he decided to celebrate this new marriage by printing an enormous photograph, 6 or 7 stories high, of himself and the new woman on the corner of a skyscraper that he owns in the middle of New York City. So
essentially erecting a picture of his girlfriend on an enormous phallus shape object.
Yes.
That he owns.
This is the billionaire's equivalent of getting your dick tattooed.
Yeah.
With your lady's name.
No, it's a permanent sort of print on the side of this building.
Is there some twist whereby the ex-wife is in an apartment that's opposite the sign or something?
Yeah, it's funny you should. Yes, the fact you should ask that. Well, apparently she is. Like the ex-wife lives. So the ex-wife has to walk to work and see this every single day of her life. She has to see a skyscraper with the.
Don't you think you'd see that and be like, What a douchebag. I'm so glad I divorced that guy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, let's go from big things to very, very small things. I also wanted to check off billionaire number two today. We're just going to look at him briefly. Now, sorry to report that this billionaire has actually passed away. We've lost him, but it couldn't have happened for a better reason. He died during penis enlargement surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at a Paris clinic. Well, you know, at least he died doing something he loved, getting his penis made bigger.
Triple M's Radio Chaser. Cheap Trick with Dream Police on Triple M. This is Radio Chaser. Now, talking about billionaires and money and all the things we all wish we had, Here are a bunch of facts for you about money.
Fact that's amazing.
Did you know the $50 note features Edith Cowan, who is famous for being that woman on the $50 note?
Fact.
Did you know that it is apparently illegal to make a delicious rump steak out of the Sunrise Cash Cow?
Fact.
Did you know the $20 note was released in 1966 and today is worth as much as $20?
Fact.
Did you know that until the 1980s, the Tooth Fairy didn't actually leave money for children under their pillows? She left meth. So...
Extremely factual.
It was our parents' generation, you know, different times.
Did you know a 10-cent piece, was originally intended to have a politician on it, but due to a misunderstanding, it instead features a lyrebird on it.
Great big fact.
Did you know that if you fold the $5 note a certain way, the Queen appears to be saying, sucked, you know, much richer than you?
Definitely a fact.
The Royal Australian Mint cuts banknotes to size using a delicious machine called the Mint Slice.
Definitely a fact.
Did you know that if you melt down a $100 note, you're actually, you're a dickhead?
Great big fact.
Triple M's Radio Chaser. It's Radio Chaser on Triple M. Now, Charles, you've been in charge of whipping up interest in the show. We've given away $100 trillion. That didn't really work. We've taken people's families hostage. That was controversial, but didn't work. How can we boost ratings today?
Yeah, well, the thing is, so we've switched. So last week, we were giving away, you know, trillions of dollars each day.
Yeah, more money than there is in the world.
And it was sort of using honey to try and tempt people to listen to it.
Yeah, the carrot.
Unfortunately, our ratings are still in the complete doldrums. The ratings came out today. It's a complete disaster. So we decided yesterday to sort of switch tack and sort of, instead of using a carrot approach, we're using more of a stick approach now.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've started taking the family and friends of listeners hostage and forcing listeners to listen to the show.
It's really innovative. I mean, other stations aren't doing this yet.
But we've got a bit of an extension on that today, and I think what it's going to do is it's going to mean that every person in Sydney is sort of almost required, you know, through pain of life and death, to listen to the show.
It's been 24 hours since Radio Chaser started executing the family and friends of our target demographic in order to force you to listen to our show.
Hardcore promotion.
And still there's no increase to our ratings.
You heartless bastards.
So we're ramping up the stakes even higher.
We've got nuclear.
That's right, we've planted a nuclear bomb somewhere in the Sydney Basin. And we've set it to detonate at 4 p.m. this Thursday.
Just before Kennedy Malloy.
Then tune into Radio Chaser and we'll be giving you hints about where the bomb is located.
Oh, is it near Manly Corso?
That'd be a great place for it, but no, I'm afraid it's not. I would say better luck next time, but there probably won't be one.
That's right, if you don't tune in and help locate the bomb, everyone in Sydney will die.
Here we go.
Radio Chasers beat the bomb. It's a life or death reason to tune in.
It's Radio Chaser on Triple M, where it's time for the latest foodie fads.
Trendy, trendy, trendy foods and ingredients.
All right, today, Zoe, Charles and Domi, we're looking at secret orders you can make at fast food restaurants. Now, this stuff is not on the menu, but according to the internet, the staff just know, right, that you can walk into certain fast food places and just ask for certain things, and they mysteriously just know how to do it. So let's start with you, Charles. If you go into a Subway, what happens if you order it old style?
Does that mean that you put on lots of butter and lots of mayonnaise?
Oh, that's not a bad guess. Incorrect. But that would be a sort of old style. No, well, apparently if you ask for an old style in a Subway, instead of just slicing the bread, they dig a sort of trench in the bun, like they hollow out the bun for you, and they stuff it full of filling, so you get extra fillings.
Can I just ask a question? Is this segment called Trendy Food?
Well, you know, on other weeks it's very trendy, but, you know, it's about food, though. It's about food.
Well, I mean, there's dispute at that point as well whether that's...
You know, look, Subway's on trend. Sure. You know, they're always bringing fresh new ingredients, Zoe. Haven't you noticed?
But their former spokesman was a pedo.
But not anymore. They've got a new spokesperson who does it old style.
It would have been much better if Jared Fogle had liked old style.
Yes, that's true.
That was the whole problem.
Looking at him, he certainly had a trench in his buns. Correct. At fast food restaurants. KFC, what can you ask for on top of anything? So if you order something at KFC, there's another menu item that you can ask for on top of it.
What about gravy? Can you get gravy on top of the potato?
You are absolutely correct. You can. Yes, you can. Really? They will put gravy on top of anything, like on top of a burger,
Coke.
Yes,
the salad.
Yes. Yep, on top of a salad, you can have gravy on it. Question for you: what do you get if you walk into Macca's and order a McGangbang?
Come on.
Give you. Is it?
So they mix all the different burgers into one giant burger.
Dommy's kind of on the right track. Dommy, I'm going to give that to you, Dommy. What they give you is a double cheeseburger, get this, with an entire chicken burger, bun and all, stuck in between the patties.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds quite amazing, doesn't it?
I would eat that.
Yeah, so it's like one burger with the bun and everything stuffed into the middle of another burger.
So it's a McTuckin, yeah.
Anyway, that was Trendy Foods, ladies and gentlemen.
Trendy, trendy, trendy foods.
It's Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
So you know how the students are all going out on strike? All the school students are going out on strike.
Yeah, on climate change.
On Friday, this Friday. So my son, over the weekend, suddenly got enormously into environmentalism, into climate change, started saying how much he cared about it. And I was sort of going, oh, that's good. He's got a social conscience. He's 10 years old. And then came the clincher, and he went, so Dad, can I go on strike on Friday? And he's just literally greenwashing himself so that he can get out of school for a day. And so I said, okay, well, you can go for like half an hour and then you go back to school. And this is what he claimed. He said, oh, I don't think you'd be allowed to do that. There's no way that they'd let you go back to school. You've gone on strike, I'd have to just take the rest of the day off.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's fair. Like, if you're on strike, you don't want to be a scab and go back. You don't want your kid to be a scab and go back to school.
Yeah, now he's got standards.
Yeah, look, I'm impressed with your kid, Charles. I actually had a bit of a diabolical wagging scam myself when I was at school, right? So, like, this may come as a great shock to all of you, so just try to remain calm. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't very sporty. When I was at school, I wasn't a very sporty person. And so we did sport on every Wednesday afternoon, right? And you had to enroll in a different, you know, whatever it was, swimming, jumping. Is that a sport? See, I don't even know what sports are. Whatever
jumping.
Sports are. In a sense. Show jumping.
Anyway, there was honestly, my school was so sort of non-sporty, right? That one of the sports, I'm not kidding, was walking to the ice cream shop and getting an ice cream and coming back, right? Was a performing arts school. So jumping would have been actually quite rigorous in comparison.
Advancement.
And I realised that it's sort of like this philosophical thing. If I never enrolled in a sport, I would never be marked absent from any sport. So I'm the only person who figured this out. I just didn't enrol and I just literally went home every Wednesday early. And now I'm really unfit. So that's a lesson for kids.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Time to catch up on some of the day's biggest stories.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss.
Well, they're the biggest stories in the odd spot section. Zoe, Charles and Andrew, here's a bunch of stories. You've got to tell me, cat's pajamas good or cat's piss bad? They're all about fast food today. Someone's come up with a McDonald's cheeseburger-scented candle. apparently these things sold out and they had to rush them back into production. It's not officially McDonald's, but someone's recreated that smell of opening a cheeseburger in your drive-thru. What do you think? Do you want one of those at your house?
Well, Charles' house smells like that anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about. You mean like a normal smelling sort of house?
It's called the Macca's Run. It's got little pictures of burgers on it. And look, it looks quite tasty.
Well, look, I don't mind it. I think it's cat's pajamas because I like the smells of various courses of Macca's. But I would have thought the fries should be the one.
I mean, the problem is it's like, it's sort of like a trap for a stoner, isn't it? Like, a stoner's definitely going to munch on that candle, right?
That's true. Yeah.
If you want to catch a stoner, you'll find them with a mouthful of wax just kind of howling at the moon.
And look, this is another interesting fast food news story here. KFC is crowdfunding a tie-in product. I don't know why they've got to crowdfund it. They're quite wealthy, but they're creating a Kentucky Fried hot tub. Imagine, if you will, a KFC bucket. But it's a hot tub. What do you think? Would you jump in?
What?
You,
but it, into the burning oil? No, it's cat's a
giant,
piss.
It's a giant hot tub that looks like a KFC bucket.
Definitely, I'm with you. Why the hell a KFC crowdfunding something? That is the craziest thing I've heard.
They describe it as like a KFC bucket, but bigger and filled with soothing hot water instead of delicious fried chicken.
You know, if you were a very, very wealthy person and you wanted to sort of make your mansion... you know, have the right tone of impressiveness when people walked in.
Yeah.
I think having a massive KFC bucket, I mean, why stop there? I'd have a jacuzzi that looks like a Macca's case of fries.
Yeah, and your bed could look like a pizza box from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cat's pajamas all the way for mine.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.